Yeah.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
62 years old, a guy that has influenced country music in ways that we can probably never explain. And throughout the show, you'll see I'm going to be able to tie him back to almost every single artist we play while playing tribute to Toby Keith. I want to also play one of his songs because this song, while wrapped around some controversy, is something that became an anthem, a fight song for our military, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. I'm about to play that song for you. And he wrote this song right after the September 11th attacks, and it put it out in 2002. But he wrote the song, and he said he wanted to have something to play for our fighting men and women. Now, he always famously said, "I am pro-troops, but I'm not pro-war." And this song title was actually written across one of the tanks that was overseas in the Middle East during the war. And Toby Keith is a guy that has proved over and over he's going to do things the way he believes he should do them. So as we get into this song, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, and we think about Toby Keith and his influence, he said, "I knew the song would be polarizing. I knew it would be a lightning rod, and I prayed about it. But at the end of the day, it was a battle cry for our guys to go win and get back home safely and go do what Americans really do." Here's Toby Keith on US 99. You know, we've been talking a lot about Toby Keith, and there's so many different ways to relate him back to so many different artists and the inspiration that he brought, or even just these personal stories of how he inspired somebody or helped them along their way and along their path. And Toby Keith, one of my favorite songs of his is "How Do You Like Me Now?" And it's more about the story behind that song, because that is a song that he loved that other people didn't believe in. He left a record label that told him, "Hey, we're not going to put out that song. We don't like it." So he said, "Okay, I'm going to leave you and go somewhere else." Went to another record label with Dreamville, and he still wanted to put that song. They were like, "Yeah, not sure about it." Eventually convinced him, they put out that song and it became a huge hit. But he was convinced that he would do things his own way. From that move alone has a ripple effect across country music in the way it's shaped now, because Scott Perchetta, who was running Dreamville with Toby Keith, they split off from Dreamville, started their own things. Toby Keith had one, and so did Scott Perchetta, Big Machine label group, which they shared a staff. And from there, those ripples you feel are Big Machine launching artists like Sheryl Crow and Tim McGraw and Taylor Swift, Rascal Flatts, all on that label. And Toby Keith was not only a role model for people in music, but also in business. I mean, not only did he have his own record label, he started his own liquor before it was cool to do that. He had his clothing brands. He also opened, you know, the Toby Keith "I Love This Bar" all over the country. At the same time, he launched his song "I Love This Bar." Remember, it was right there where Joe's Live is now in Rosemont. Just smart, helpful, and did things the way he believed in his core. 10 years after his first number one hit with "Should Have Been a Cowboy," he put out this song with Willie Nelson, which also took him back to his roots when he was young and working in the rodeos. The cowboys would always do a toast, and they'd have pull out their flasks from their back pocket and say, "Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses." Toby Keith kind of stored that away, and eventually came the concept for this song on US 99. Come on. Why wouldn't I go with his first big number one hit all the way back to the early 90s, which Should Have Been a Cowboy? For the Live at 5, as we pay tribute to Toby Keith throughout the show, I've been able to tie him back to almost every single artist we played, whether it's inspiration or direct collaboration. It just, he is a guy that, as you see your favorite stars react, you see that he had an impact across the board. And he also did things his own way. He did things the way that every artist and musician, or just really anybody that creates anything, wants to be able to do it. And he did it his way, the way he believed it, and the way that he knew was, whether it was right or wrong, it was what was in his heart. And he continued to preach that across the community. Now, hopefully I'm not the one breaking the news to you, in case you're wondering what we're talking about. Toby Keith, we did lose him at the age of 62. We found out, we all kind of woke up this morning to that news, but, you know, he was a special guy. Got diagnosed with stomach cancer in 2021, and we thought he was kind of turning a corner, right? Because you saw him performing again. He has his shows in Vegas. You saw him on the People's Choice Awards recently. And I think what was going on, and what people close to him say too, is that he was just at peace with what he was going through. You know, he just wanted to enjoy whatever was left, and that was him being on stage and performing. And we don't know what he was thinking or what he already knew at this point in time for any of these, but he was the big outlaw with a big heart, and we'll continue to pay tribute to him throughout the day and throughout the week, and continue to have the fun with country music that I know he likes to have. So what do you say? I'll tell you what, after Megan Maroney, we'll jump into some good news, bad news on US 99.